Praise God. God is a good God. Amen. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles today or your device or whatever, turn to Ephesians chapter 6, and I'm going to read today from the New Living Translation. I do want to encourage you, if you weren't here Wednesday night, or maybe you were here Wednesday night, I preached what I called an old school message. I preached from Mark chapter 11 from the King James Version, and just a good message on faith. And I encourage you to get a hold of that, watch that, listen to that. You know, right now is the time that we need faith in our life. Amen. I mean, things going crazy. This actually is the last chapter of Ephesians. So this is Paul talking to the church of Ephesus, and this is verse 10. He gives what he calls a final word. He says, "A final word. Be strong in the Lord, and in His mighty power." You know, that's a good word right there. We should be strong in the Lord. You know, it is His power and His authority that's taking care of all of us. But then he goes on to say this. He says, put on all, notice he said all, not part, put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. You know, if we're trying to stand up against the devil, we've been talking about that here recently, we have to do what the Bible says, and that's to put on all of the armor of God. Not just part of the armor of God, because I think sometimes that we put on a few pieces, but don't put on the whole set. You know, it all goes together. It's just like, you know, if you're putting on your clothes, you don't put on your shirt and your shoes and forget your pants. All right. You know, you got to have everything on. And, you know, your whole armor. And your armor has two things. First of all, it has a defensive part and also has an offensive part in order for you to be able to stand against the enemy, but also to reach out and defeat the enemy. You have to have the whole armor of God. It says this, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this darkness, in this dark world, and against evil spirits in heavenly places. And you know, folks, we're not fighting the virus. We're not fighting division in our country. We're fighting the devil. And, you know, for whatever, you know, reason, that the way the devil's attacking us today is through a virus and division through the whole country. You know, our country is probably the most divided I've ever seen it, you know, and on all kinds of different fronts. And it's all the devil. And the way we fight the devil is through putting on our armor, first of all. You know, we can't properly do spiritual battle if we don't properly have all our armor on. And I was thinking today, I know it's kind of a stupid joke, but you can't use armor all if you don't have armor on. So, doesn't matter how shiny it is if you don't have it on. You know, some of you, maybe you're shining up your armor in your house, but it's not doing you no good. And a lot of times, you know, we think about different things, but I mean, we're in spiritual warfare right now. And I don't know that a lot of us are taking it seriously spiritually. Now, we're probably taking it seriously naturally. You know, we're watching the news or whatever, but at some point in time, we got to decide, you know what, enough is enough. And, you know, devil, you don't have any right, you don't have any authority. But, you know, it is interesting because I haven't really, you know, except for our church, and you know, I mean, most Christians are too busy fighting on the internet instead of talking about, hey, we need to get together and pray. It's hard to pray if we don't have unity either. You know, I mean, I don't really see many people talking about, man, we need to take up our spiritual authority. I mean, I know we've talked about some, you know, here at our church, but I mean, you know, I happen to be Facebook friends with a lot of different Christians, and I don't see that as a theme, but I do see a lot of other themes out there that are a bunch of junk. You know, it's the devil. And you guys all know the scripture I quote the most, John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And you know what? That's what he's doing right now. He's stealing, he's killing, he's destroying. You know, and sometimes killing and destroying is not just physically killing and destroying. He's just messing up everything. But in the end, you know what? Jesus said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So you know what? We need to let the Jesus out and put the devil under. You know, the devil's under our feet. We have to know what the Word of God says. And you know, a lot of times people have been acting pretty defeated. And you know, I get it. I mean, you know, even, you know, nothing really bothers me that much. I'm pretty even keel. But you know, like yesterday I was just getting frustrated with all the things going on, different people, you know, getting sick and all kinds of stuff. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, trying to take precautions, but it's like, you know, all of a sudden, I begin to get frustrated. And when I begin to get frustrated, then what do? I go to the Word. And thank God I know to go to the Word. Thank God I know to do that, because a lot of people, when they get frustrated, they just keep getting frustrated and it gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And that's why it's real important. I think right now, if you don't have your armor on, it's time to pull it out of the closet and put it on. Because it's time to go to battle. And it's a spiritual battle. You know, and one of the things that we can do, one of the ways that we can decide to fight is even through some of these great worship songs, you know, and just think about how good our God is, you know, how great our God is, how awesome he is, you know, and these things that we're going through are only temporal, it's only temporary. Do you know in a couple of years, people will not even think about a virus anymore? I'm sure that we won't be having unrest in all our major cities anymore, you know, and it'll all seem to be just something that's passing by. But let's talk about the armor, or let's go on. Verse 13 says this: therefore, put on every piece of God's armor, so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. So we have to put on our armor in order so that we will be able to resist the enemy. It's the armor that helps us resist the enemy. It goes on to say, then after the battle, you will be standing firm. And this is, you know, if you read the New King James, it says, you know, having done all to stand, and then it says, stand your ground. You know, if you have the armor on, you can stand firm, knowing that the devil really has no right, he has no authority, he's not going to win. You know that you have already won the victory. We are victorious through Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us, says that we're the head, not the tail, we're above, not beneath. It says we're going over, not under. You know, and sometimes we have to remind ourselves of what the Word of God says. It says this: stand your ground. Stand your ground. You mean, you know, don't retreat. Don't give up. I mean, we're just in the middle of the third quarter. The game's not over. All right. And, you know, going back to the Super Bowl, remember Atlanta scored another touchdown in the third quarter. But in the end, they didn't win. And like I said, I'm not saying Atlanta's the devil. Okay. You know, that's going back to my greatest comeback ever message. But we need to stand our ground. Stand firm. Knowing that in the end, we win. You realize if you don't quit, you win. If you don't quit, you win. Now, playing sports, I've lost a lot of games. Even though I didn't quit, still lost. But in this game, If we don't quit, we win. If we're able to stand our ground, we win. Every time. Why? Because Jesus has already won the battle for us 2,000 years ago on Calvary. And you know, today is the first Sunday of August, and normally we would be taking communion today. You know, and sometimes when you don't take communion, you forget about the cross. At the cross where we first saw the light, you realize that everything that happened was because of the cross. And the reason we're victorious is because of the cross. And the reason that we win is because of the cross. That Jesus overcame the devil. You know, and sometimes I think if you don't take communion, you forget about that. Anyway, let's talk about our armor. It says, stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. The belt of truth. You know, truth always wins out. Now, we talked about the devil's a liar. All right? But when you have, you know, when I think about the belt of truth, I think about the big Western belt buckles, you know, that are like this big. Or maybe let's even think about this. What about, you know, some of you might be fans of professional wrestling and, you know, and they have those, you know, huge heavyweight champion of the world. I guess they do it in boxing too. You know, they have these huge belts. Well, I think that my belt has to be a huge one, you know, like when, well, I'm a huge guy, so I probably need a huge belt. But I want this big belt buckle of truth. Because see, truth always wins out. It doesn't matter how many lies the devil tries to tell you and tell you you're going to go under and tell you you're not going to make it and tell you, you know, you're not going to be able to pay the bills and tell you you're not going to be able to do this because the devil's a liar. But when I have the truth that's sitting right here at my waist, you know, wherever I walk, truth comes in. You should know the truth and the truth will make you free. Quit listening to lies. Devil's a liar. So is the news a lot of times, too. You know, I want to hear good news, not bad news. I've been turning the news off. I'm just tired of hearing all the bad news. You know, I get it. Maybe not hearing the news doesn't change the facts, but you know what? The facts are that my Savior came to this earth, that he died upon the cross, that he defeated Satan. He took away the keys of death, hell, and the grave, and he's given us the authority in the name of Jesus to come against any kind of things from the devil. And I'm going to walk around with my huge truth belt every day. And when the devil tries to tell me a lie, I'm going to show him that I'm the heavyweight champion of truth. Emphasis on the heavyweight part. You know, I'm the champion of truth, and truth always wins. Truth always wins. And I'm gonna walk in truth. And every day of my life, I'm gonna buckle up my truth. Because I know the true word of God. I know the truth has set me free. And I don't have to listen to any lies. It goes on to say that, you know, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. See, you know, your body armor is what guards your heart, your vital organs. I am the righteousness of God, you know, through Christ Jesus. I've been made righteous. You know, and sometimes people will try to tell you what, well, you've done this and you've done that, and I mean, you messed up so bad, God can't use you. No, I'm the righteousness of God, you know, through Christ Jesus. I've been redeemed. And here, I mean, we're talking about, you realize the man that is writing this message here is the Apostle Paul, one of the you know, probably the greatest writer in the New Testament. You know, probably one of, you know, besides Jesus, one of my biggest heroes when it comes to the Bible. But you realize the Apostle Paul had a past life too? Remember he was called Saul? Remember that he did a lot of bad things? In fact, he had a lot of Christians killed? in his past life. But you know what? God still had a plan for his life. And in the end, God used him more, you know, getting people saved than he did, you know, than the devil used him. And I don't care how bad you've been. I don't care what you've done. I don't care. It doesn't matter. God wants to use you. And the devil will try to put out those lies that, you know, well, you're not righteous. I mean, look at you. But you understand that we are righteous. Through Christ Jesus, he made us righteous. You know, and there's nothing the devil can take away from you if you know you're the righteousness of God through in Christ. He can't harm your heart. So many people, their hearts are hurting, you know, and the devil's lying to them. I mean, they'll get in depression and think, well, you know, how can God ever use me? You know, the great thing about the Bible, if you go through from the Old Testament to the New, that God used the people who are least likely to be used. I always think if God can use a donkey, he can use you. You know, I mean, you know, God can use anybody. If you're open, willing, and he can use you. And you don't let the devil lie to you. Remember, you're carrying truth with you. And the devil's a liar. We've been made righteous. Now, the next thing that we have to put on is our shoes. You know, it's not fun to go walking out of your house barefoot. And I mean, fine, as long as you don't step on something. But it says, for shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. Now, notice it says to put on your shoes of peace. And, you know, that peace is the peace that passes all understanding. And it's really hard to stand and stand strong if you don't have peace. If you don't have peace, it's hard to stand. But we need to decide, you know what? We're going to let the peace of God, we're going to stand in the peace of God, and that peace is going to overtake our whole entire body because we're standing in peace. Do you realize that one of the names of Jesus is the Prince of Peace? And in fact, many times I preach about is one of the last few things he says is, peace I leave you. He wants you to have peace. Peace. And it's hard to have peace when everything seems to be falling apart. But you know what? If you cast your cares upon the Lord, you can have peace in the middle of every storm. You know, it's if you know who the greater one is, you can have peace. And yeah, during this time, you're going to have to choose to have peace. There's going to be days that you wake up and the author of unpeace is going to try to take your peace away. That's when you need to put your shoes on. Put your shoes on daily. You know, every day that I wake up, I always put my shoes on. Now, sometimes I wear flip-flops, okay? But they're still shoes. You know, I wear shoes every day. Just like we should have peace every day. Peace. God's peace. You know, God's peace is something we can't even explain. I mean, when it passes all understanding, that means you don't even understand how you can have peace when nobody else is having peace. But he's the Prince of Peace. And you know, if you ever have a day where you're not peaceful, I encourage you to put your shoes on. You know, I just kind of had a flashback in my mind for people of my generation or older. Remember Mr. Rogers? You know, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? And you know how he would pull his shoes out and twirl them or whatever and put them on? You know, it was interesting because every time he would come to have his television show, he would put on a sweater and put on his shoes. He put on, I guess, the armor of TV. I don't know, you know, what you might call it. But he would put his television outfit on or whatever he wears for TV, just like that every day. You need to put your shoes a piece on. You need to put your stuff on. You know, and if for some reason that you're going through the day and things don't seem like, you know, things aren't really hunky-dory and the devil's like trying to attack you, then maybe you're like, you know what? I forgot to put on that piece of my armor. He's trying to attack your heart. Well, I forgot my breastplate of righteousness, or I forgot my shoes of peace, or I forgot my belt of truth. You know, and it's really hard to forget to put your clothes on, naturally. I mean, most people notice, especially if you come to work. You know, now some people might come to work with the clothes not matching and things like that. I mean, that's just one thing. But, you know, maybe because you forgot to put on your glasses. Some of you that wear glasses. Or maybe you got, you know, you got ready in a dark closet, which I've done before, you know, because the way my closet, I think I have like 3 light fixtures. And I wait until the last one burns out before I replace any of the bulbs. And I have worn a black sock on one foot and a blue sock on another foot. But you know, that's as worse I think I've got. I mean, it's you know, normally I can see pretty well. So I just quit wearing blue socks. That way I don't have to worry about it anymore. All my socks are black. Kind of solved that problem. But you know, we got to put on our armor daily. Or never take it off. I mean, you know, I guess you can sleep in all of it. So, you know, just don't take it off. And if you find that part of your armor is not on, you know, the Bible clearly says that we need to have the whole armor of God on, not just part of it. Make sure, you know, and the way we know it's not on is because the devil is trying to, he's able to get that, some attack through and your brain's trying to think that he's actually truthful, and he's not. So you need to put some of that armor on. All right? So we need to have the shoes of peace that come from the good news that you will be fully prepared to walk through anything. You know, when you already have peace in your shoes, that if you start walking and things, you know, for everybody else seem unpeaceful, when you're walking in peace, you're going to remain peaceful. Yeah, but people are freaking out. It's okay. Everywhere I walk in peace. You know, truly, it's one of these things. I come in peace because everywhere I walk is peace. The peace that passes all understanding. When I walk in a room, peace comes in. Peace, truth. It's just that simple. Now, here's the one that we teach on the most, is in addition to all these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery darts, the fiery arrows of the devil. You know, I get choked up because I don't know how many times that things have you know, come against me. And I look at the top of the building and see the shield of faith. You know, I'm so glad that, I mean, obviously, everyone who sees the face shield knows it's our ministry. And not that we're the one that coined it, because obviously Paul here talked about the shield of faith way before my grandfather was ever born. But, you know, We just put a drawing to the armor. And sometimes, unfortunately, that's the only armor piece we talk about, which is very important to have that shield of faith, but it's not the only armor piece. And I think, you know, a lot of us tend to think, well, if I have the shield of faith, doesn't matter what else I have. That's not true. The Bible says to put on the whole armor of God, and then you carry the shield of faith. You know, I was reading that in ancient times, you know, they would, a lot of times what they're talking about, fiery darts of the enemy, is that they would, you know, have arrows and catch them on fire so that way whenever they hit, that they would burn things. And so what people would do with their shields is they would wet them down. And so whenever it hit that shield, it would, that water would put the fire out. And that's where it comes from, about, you know, the fire darts of the enemy. And we have to realize that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, the Bible says. But the devil's going to keep forming weapons against you. Some of them are going to be on fire. And he's going to keep trying to plummet you with something. And that's why we have to have the whole armor on. But you know what? It's better if we can just stop him with our shield. That's our first line of defense. You know, we have other lines of defense, but the best thing we have is a shield. Is a shield. And you know what? When we put that shield up, we need to get behind the shield. Now, I kind of think that my shield is kind of like more of a space shield, you know, where they put the shields on it, it covers them 360. Because my God covers me 360. All the way around. You know, because I know here they're talking about the battle armor that they use, and you know, but the devil will try to attack you from behind too. And I know you can try to hold your shield back or something or whatever, but you know, man, when we're shielded with the shield of faith, it will protect you all the way around. But it's not the only part of the armor. And I think that sometimes that we have been remiss by not talking about other things we have, you know, other pieces that we need. Because a lot of us are really good with having the shield of faith, or at least we think we are, you know, but we have other pieces of armor. And we have to put them all there. Then it says, put on salvation as your helmet. Now you think about this. Everything that we have is because of Christ. You know, but one of the biggest battlefields that we have is our mind. The devil will try to attack your mind. And that's when you have to cast down imaginations. I think that's why you think about salvation. What salvation did for me, that I can put those thoughts under. No, Jesus took care of that. He took care of that. Because the devil will try to attack your mind probably on a daily basis. And that's why Paul, you know, the Bible's clear about renewing our mind day by day, or basically put your helmet on every day. Remember what the salvation has done for you every day. Remember what Jesus has done for you. Remember those things. Remember that the devil has no right, has no authority. That's the helmet of salvation, remembering it was all because of the cross. That we've been saved, we've been redeemed. And sometimes that we have to put our mind under, because the devil will try to attack our mind. Can't attack your heart, he'll attack your mind. And that's when we have to know the word. That's why we have to know what's been done for us. It's not about the things that we're going through, because, you know, we're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what's going on around about us. We know what salvation means to us. We know that we are victorious. We know that Christ has won the victory. You know, and like I said, he's already won the victory. He's not going to do it tomorrow. Because some people almost act like that Jesus is going to go win the victory for us tomorrow. How can he win the victory for tomorrow when he's already made you victorious through Christ Jesus? That's what the Bible says. You're victorious through what Christ has already done, not what he's going to do. And a lot of times we need to change our thought life and quit thinking about the future and think about the past and what's been done for us through salvation. We've already been saved. We've already been set free. We walk in the peace of God. Just that simple. Now the last thing talks about is our sword. It's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. What does God's Word say? And that's important. If you don't know what the Bible says, you can't defeat the enemy. When Jesus was tempted, he always brought back what the Word of God said. And that was an example for us, you know, whenever the devil tries to talk to us, I mean, maybe I'm crazy, probably am, but when the devil tries to lie to me, I always quote the Word. Because that's what I've been taught to do, to quote the Word. And that's how we defeat the devil, is like, you know what? Devil, you don't have any right, you don't have any authority. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you must leave. In the name of Jesus. See, we've been given the name. It says, at that name, demons tremble. I mean, that's pretty awesome. You know, kind of sounds like a roller coaster, the demon trembler. I mean, you know, think about that. All we have to do is invoke one word and demons tremble according to the Word. And you know, how can we be afraid when the devil's really afraid of us? The Bible clearly says, resist the devil and he shall flee. Not might flee, might not pray, you know, well, he'll pray about fleeing. No, it says that if we resist him, he'll flee. Well, the way we resist him is we put on our whole armor. You know, and then when your whole armor is on, it's a whole lot easier to go on the attack. Because you know who you are in Christ Jesus. You know who you belong to. You know you're victorious. You know you can stand firm in peace. And it's a whole lot easier at that point in time when you know all that stuff to be able to quote the Word and tell, and you know, put the devil in his place. I mean, you know, we've all been taught, if you've read my grandfather's teachings about the Word, he always said, I'm a stickler for the Word. All my life, all he's done is taught me the Word. He's always said that God's Word works. God says that I believe and that settles it. What does the Bible say? That's all he's ever taught me in my entire life. And so it's really easy whenever the devil tries to attack me to know what the Word of God says. And, you know, and he said it before, the number one reason why people do not get their needs met is they don't know the Word. That's why it's important to read the Word. We talked about this on Wednesday night that, you know, my grandfather basically walked off a deathbed by reading two scriptures. Two scriptures. Mark 11:23, Mark 11:24, and he walked off a deathbed. You know, if two scriptures can get you off a deathbed, think what all the other ones can do. You know, think about that we have a book written so many years ago that still has all the answers. That still has scriptures. That gives us the answer. Of course, we all know, we've been singing it since you're a little kid, is that Jesus is the answer. And the book talks about Jesus and how he is the answer for the world today. Above him, there is no other. Jesus is the way. And it's real easy to be able to stand strong and you know, not have any issues when you have the whole armor on. But if it's not on, the devil's getting through to you, attacking you, it's hard to stand. It's hard to, having done all, stand if you're listening to a bunch of lies. And, you know, looking at, you know, sometimes we have to overlook the facts. And I know that's really hard to do. You know, I have a degree in accounting. I learned that, you know, numbers don't lie. But, you know, sometimes we have to look at numbers. We have to look at things. And you say, what? You know what? That might be the facts. But the things that are impossible to man are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. If you believe, all things are possible. Even though it looks impossible, it looks like, according to the facts, it's not going to work out. But thank God that Jesus doesn't do things according to the facts. Do you realize, according to the facts, he should have never been born of a virgin? According to the facts, you don't die on the cross and come back. I mean, you know, those things just don't happen. But they did. And they do. And if we believe, all things are possible. We're getting through this. We're standing strong. We're walking in peace. We're going to put our whole armor on. And we're going to go after the devil with everything we've got. Because time is short. And I believe that we are entering a revival time. I believe it's time for the church to stick their armor on and go after it. But it's not going to happen if we stay complacent like we've been complacent. You know, and half the time, it just saddens me. I mean, you read all the time about different ministers and Christian singers or whatever. We don't know if we even believe what we used to preach or what we used to sing. I mean, that's just the devil. The devil's a liar. You're never going to get like that if you keep your armor on. Keep your armor on. At all times. And man, there's going to be days. I mean, like I said, just yesterday I kind of was, I don't know, having a pity party or whatever, just upset, mad at what's going on in the world. You know, and I had to go put some armor on. I was letting things get to me. You know, and that's the whole reason for the message today. Half the time, my messages are because of something that I had to do for myself. Because I was going to preach on something different. But yesterday, I got a hold of the Word of God. And the Word of God says to put on the whole armor. It says we can't wrestle against principalities, powers, and rulers from on high if we don't put on our whole armor of God. If we don't know what's going on. So I just want to encourage you every day, not just today, not just tomorrow, not just, you know, because it seems when we get a hold of a message that we'll take it for a week or so and we'll do everything we're supposed to be doing, and then after a while we forget about it. This is not something to forget about. And understand, I mean, remember the very first part of this, going back to Ephesians 6:10, it says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and His mighty power. You know, this was a final word that Paul gave to the church of Ephesus that they need to always have the armor on. And always understanding that we're fighting a spiritual battle. Every day. Every day. And you know, the devil is not going to stop He's not going to stop. You know, he's the God of this world. Just like my grandfather told the lady one day, this lady came up and said, "Brother Hagin, will you pray with me that the devil will quit attacking me?" And he says, "Well, you want me to pray you're going to die and go to heaven?" He goes, "Oh no! I want to go to heaven, but not right now." Well, that's the only way the devil's not going to attack you if you're in heavenly places. Because as long as you're down here, he's going to be on the attack. But the thing about it is, if we know the armor we need to put on, and we put it on, it doesn't matter what the devil tries to do. Because see, we can be on the attack. We can resist the devil, and he has to flee from us. We can stand in peace, the peace that passes all understanding. And the devil's on the run. You know, I just kind of imagine every day that I wake up and the devil tries to attack me, and I come back at him, that he has to run off. But you know what? He's going to come back the next day. And so we have to stand our ground every day. Every day. Every day. Because, you know, one thing is that the devil is persistent. The devil's persistent. So you know what? We have to be more persistent. You know, and I get it. There's going to be some days that for whatever reason, you forgot to put a piece of the armor on. There's going to be some days you get upset. Some days you get mad. Some days you get depressed. And that's when you have to go back to the Word of God. That's when you have to go back and see, well, what piece of the armor do I need to put on? What piece am I missing? Do I not have my shoes on? Do I not have my helmet on? Do I not have my belt on? What do I need? Because I need to put that on. Because once I have the whole armor on, the devil can't attack me. But then, once we get our whole armor on, we need to attack him. That's the whole point. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we thank you, Father, right now, to help each and every one of us, each and every day, to put on that armor. To put on that armor. And Father, help us to understand that through Jesus Christ, we have been redeemed. And there's nothing the devil can do to us. He has no right. He has no authority. And we thank you, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Help us all realize that we are victorious through Christ Jesus. Help us understand that we are the righteousness of God. Help us understand that we do walk in the peace that passes all understanding. Help us understand that we have the truth that sets us free. Help us to understand that we are more than conquerors. Help us to know that we can have faith and no fiery darts can get us. And help us understand the word that we can speak each and every time. Father God, help us to always remember to put the armor on every day. And we thank you right now that we come against Satan and all his cohorts. We thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, this virus must leave. In the name of Jesus, we pray for peace over our nation. We pray for that things are changing as we speak today. We take our rights and we take our privileges, and we thank you, Father, the church is standing up. And we thank you, Father, that the church will quit being puny but be powerful in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for everything that you're doing in our midst today. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen.